European champions for the first time in their history.
Last summer, England's Lionesses became national legends. But the same could not be said for the Spanish women's national team. Another major tournament, another disappointing result for a side that seemed so stacked with talent.
Spain were the better team, but now they've lost twice in 8 nights and they will ask how.
Then, on the 22nd of September, 15 identical emails were sent to the Spanish Federation by members of the women's national team who declared their refusal to play for their country. According to the Federation, the email contained claims that the Spanish manager, Jorge Vilda, was having a detrimental impact on the emotional well-being of the players. But the Federation, through their support firmly behind the manager, says senior content editor at Spanish media outlet OneFootball, Alejandro Diago.
That letter caused a huge earthquake in Spanish football. The following day we saw in some papers, one front page with the headline, "The blackmailing is unacceptable."
The next day, the Federation announced they were banning the 15 players from representing their country until and unless they apologised. But the fans were not happy. The trend #VildaOut has become popular on social media as fans express their disapproval of the handling of the dispute. But in a press conference in September, Vilda remained adamant that he was the right man for the job.
I call upon the players I have trained during my career. If the treatment you have received from me has ever not been exquisite, I challenge you to come out and say there has been some disrespect or some fault in my behaviour throughout my entire career.
The incident has invited speculation and debate, leading to questions around the wider treatment of mental health in the women's game, says TalkSport producer Angelina Kelly.
If people are coming to you with a problem, to completely turn around and say, we don't believe you, you need to apologise for this, otherwise you can't return to work, it's absolutely appalling.
Of the 15 players who sent the initial email back in September, only three were recalled for the World Cup.
Missing Mapi León is missing one of the best centre-backs in the world. Jorge Vilda will be judged by this World Cup. If Jorge Vilda makes a very good World Cup, I think he will be extended with Spain. And that means that some of the players, they will not go back with the national team.
Despite turmoil and controversy, Spain have made it to the final of the 2023 Women's World Cup. And when they take to the pitch on Sunday to face the Lionesses, far more than just a world title will be on the line.